Okay, let's continue with Perek Aleph and Maseches Brachos, Mishnah Hey, a Mishnah which is very familiar to all of us, from Leil HaSeder. The Mishnah says, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, says the Mishnah, every single day and every single night. Amar Belozer ben Azayir, Belozer ben Azayir says, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. I was like 70 years old. Of course, we know he was 18, and the day he became the Nasi, he turned his beard turned white, and he says, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. V'loi zechisi sheteyomer yitzias mitzrayim beleilois. And I wasn't zoiche to recite yitzias mitzrayim during the nighttime. Even though I was of the opinion that there is a mitzvah both during the day and during the night, I hadn't won over the Chachamim yet, and we paskined against me, so therefore I wasn't able to say it. Asher Dasha ben Zoma. Comes ben Zoma to my help, to help me, to assist me in my argument, and says, Ben Zoma shenemer l'man tizkres yom tzeischa me'eretz Yitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. What's the extra word of kol? It could have just said yimei chayecha. Says the Mishnah, says Ben Zoma, yimei chayecha hayomim. There's a mitzvah zechiras yitzias Yitzrayim during the day. Kol yimei chayecha. The extra word kol is coming to include halelos, the night as well. The chachamim oimim, how do the chachamim disagree? What do they do with the extra word kol? They say yimei chayecha would mean oilam hazeh. Kol yimei chayecha is coming to include that there's a mitzvah zechiras yitzias Yitzrayim, not only ba'olam hazeh, but lehavi limois ha-mashiach. Machlekes ben Zoma and the Chachamim, is the mitzvah zechiras yitzias Yitzrayim ba'yamim u'balelos, or no? It's just ba'yamim, but it's ba'olam hazeh, and lehavi limois ha-mashiach. Now, let's just make one very clear point over here. There are two mitzvahs that apply midaraisa. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies every single day and every single night. Then there's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies once a year on Leil HaSeder. There are stark differences between these two mitzvahs, aside from the fact that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is just once a year. It's a much more verbose explanation. It's from father to son. It's in question and answer form. The Brisker Rav explains many, many differences. This mitzvah is not the mitzvah of Sipur. This is the mitzvah the mission that our mission is discussing, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies every day and every night according to Ben Zoma. So although we recited this Mishnah on the night of Leil HaSeder, one shouldn't be confused and think that the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Leil HaSeder is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This mission is discussing Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies every day and according to Ben Zoma and at night as well. If in fact this mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, many Rishonim and Achrayim ask, why does the Rambam not count the mitzvahs Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in his Taryag mitzvahs? To which we will offer the explanation of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains, well, if you followed our Mishnah makes it very clear that the Chachamim argue that this Mishnah, this mitzvah applies both Ba'olam Hazeh and Lahavi L'Moisa Mashiach from the extra word kol. But Ben Zoma, who we paskin like, says kol is coming to include the nighttime. That means Ben Zoma has no extra word in the pasuk to tell me that a mechuyev in this mitzvah be Moisa Mashiach. That would mean that according to Ben Zoma, I'm not chayiv in this mitzvah once Mashiach comes, and the Rambam has a rule. Any mitzvah which doesn't exist, la'olam vod, which will be batal at one point in time or another, such as the Moisa Mashiach, does not count it in his Taryag mitzvahs, says Reb Chaim, because of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah and this final Mishnah, the Meseches, in Perek Aleph and Meseches Brachos, that is why the Rambam doesn't count it in the Taryag. Of course, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, but it is not counted. Continue the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hayakayre b'Torah, a person was reading the Torah. He was learning out of a Sefer Torah. V'igiyas mang mikra, and he realizes, oh, it's a man kriyashma. And what do you know? I'm up to kriyashma in my learning. Im kivin li bul yotza. If he's mikhaivin, if he has in mind to be mikhaim his mitzvah deraisa, so then he's yotze. Vim la, but if he just continues learning as if it's just regular learning not to be mikhaim his mitzvah of kriyashma, lo yotza. The simplest understanding of this Mishnah is, like the Gemara points out, according to the man, the Omer, mitzvah strichas kavana. Like we paskin, that on a deraisa level, any mitzvah deraisa, you can't just do the maisa mitzvah, but in fact, you have to have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you do the maisa mitzvah, such as pick up a lulav and esrog on Sukkot, or read kriyashma, I'm doing the maisa mitzvah. If you don't have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, you are not yoytzi, according to the man, the Omer, mitzvah strichas kavana. Of course, the Gemara answers according to the other man, the Omer, but the simple understanding understanding of our Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying that the Maisa Mitzvah without Kavanas HaMitzvah, Kavanah to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, is simply not enough because we pask in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan. The end of the Mishnah discusses when am I allowed to be Mafsik. Now there are two different parts of Kriya Shema, two different times of Hefsik. We could discuss being Mafsik in between paragraphs, in between different brachas or in between paragraphs of Kriya Shema. Or we could discuss being mafsik in the middle of a paragraph. I'm in the middle of a Hayim Shemaya, and I want to be mafsik. So there are two different times when I am mafsik, and they're both two different, there are also two different times of what type of hefsik. There is when I initiate the hefsik, I want to go over and say Shalom Aleichem to a person, and there's when I'm not going to initiate it, but let's say someone comes and says Shalom Aleichem to me, I want to respond. So the Mishnah will discuss these four different variables. Bein haprakim, in between prakim, or be'emtza perek, in the middle of the perek, and am I initiating, or am I just responding? Says the Mishnah, ba'prakim, in between different paragraphs of Birchas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema, shol mipnei hakavod, I'm allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, I'm allowed to initiate if it's a person that I'm obligated to be mechabit, such as a father or a rebbe. I'm allowed to initiate, and of course, if I'm allowed to initiate, umeshiv, I could respond as well. That